إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. Welcome all of you, and we continue reading the explanation of the hadith number 24 from the Ahadith in Al-Arba'in al-Nawawiyya by the explanation of our noble Shaykh, Dr. Salih al-Fawzan, min al-Minha al-Rabbaniyya. We're going to continue, but before that I'm going to read to you once again the text, the Hadith. فعن أبي ذر الغفاري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يرويه عن ربه عز وجل أنه قال يا عبادي إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظلموا يا عبادي كلكم ضال إلا من هديته فاستهدوني أهدكم يا عبادي كلكم جائع إلا من أطعمته فاستطعموني أطعمكم يا عبادي كلكم عار إلا من كسوته فاستكسوني أكسكم يا عبادي إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار وأنا أغفر الذنوب جميعا فاستغفروني أغفر لكم يا عبادي إنكم لن تبلغوا ضري فتضروني ولن تبلغوا نفعي فتنفعوني يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أتقى قلب رجل واحد منكم ما زاد ذلك في ملكي شيئا يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم كانوا على أفجر قلب رجل واحد ما نقص ذلك من ملكي شيئا يا عبادي لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في صعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل إنسان مسألته ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر يا عبادي إنما هي أعمالكم أحصيها لكم ثم أوفيكم إياها فمن وجد خيرا فليحمد الله ومن وجد غير ذلك فلا يلومن إلا نفسه رواه مسلم. On the authority of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari رضي الله عنه, from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he narrates from his Lord in this Hadith al-Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my servants, I have forbidden oppression, zulm for myself, and have made it forbidden amongst you, so do not oppress one another. O my servants, all of you are astray, except for those I have guided. So seek guidance of me, and I shall guide you. O my servants, all of you are hungry, except for those I have fed. So seek food of me, and I shall feed you. O my servants, all of you are naked, except for those I have clothed. So seek clothing of me, and I shall clothe you. O my servants, you sin by night and by day, and I forgive all sins. So seek forgiveness of me, and I shall forgive you. O my servants, you will not attain harm in me as to harm me, and you will not attain benefit in me so as to benefit me. O my servants, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to be as pious as the most pious heart of any one man of you, that would not increase my kingdom in anything. O my servants, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to be as wicked as the most wicked heart of any one man of you, that would not decrease my kingdom in anything. O my servants, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to raise up in one place and make a request of me, and where I to give everyone what he requested, that would not decrease what I have, any more than a needle decreases the sea if put into it. O my servants, it is but your deed that I reckon up for you, and then recompense you for. So let him who finds good praise Allah, and let him who finds other than that blame no one but himself. So we continue reading for you the explanation of this hadith, this great hadith, and we get to the point when the Shaykh is going to explain the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he says, Ya ibadi, kullukum ja'i'un illa man at'amtuh. O my servants, all of you are hungry except for those they have fed. قال الشيخ الفوزان حفظه الله الرزق من الله جل وعلا فهو الرزاق. So now he's explaining the statement of Allah, يا عبادي كلكم جائع إلا من أطعمته. O my servants, all of you are hungry except for those I have fed. He says risk, provision, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is ar-Razzaq. He is the one who provides for his creatures, for his creation. وَلَوْلَا رِزْقُهُ لَجَاعَ النَّاسُ وَجَاعَةِ الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ. If it's not for Allah's rizq and provisions and what He provides, people will be hungry. All of the creation go hungry. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقُومُ بِرِزْقِهَا وَإِيصَالِ الرِّزْقِ إِلَيْهَا تَفَضُّلًا مِنْهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. However, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who provides for the human being and for the creation. He's the one who provides for them out of His benevolence subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His bounty. فالرزق ليس بحولنا ولا قوتنا وإنما هو تفضل من الله سبحانه وتعالى. The rizq that we cannot do without, provisions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has nothing to do with our skills or who we are. It is from Allah. It is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لكن نحن نعمل الأسباب لطلب الرزق والنتائج بيد الله سبحانه وتعالى. But we are commanded to follow the means. We seek the means. But the result is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's very important to understand this. Allah is a Razzaq. And Allah is the one who decides who's going to get what. You and me, we don't know what we're going to get tomorrow. So those who follow the means doesn't mean necessarily that they have to get it. Because we don't depend on the means, we depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of people, they go wrong in this matter. Some people, they say, look, Allah is a Razzaq. He don't work. He don't go to work. Even if that person stay in the masjid, day and night, reading Quran, hadith. Barakhi, what happened? Now he's going to ask the people in the end of, after Maghrib, after Isha, help me out, you know, can I get something for my children? No. Gotta work, gotta follow the means. Follow the means to the means that are legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those means has to be halal as well. Not the haram. Not just go there and sell anything, buy anything, work anywhere. No. You follow the means. And also, it doesn't mean just because you're following means that you have to get it. Allah may give it to you, Allah may not give it to you. So it's very important we remember. And this, subhanAllah, will bring us tranquility and peace in our lives. Peace. You follow the means? Alhamdulillah. You get something? Thank Allah, because Allah gave it to you. You didn't get anything? Thank Allah. It's like a fisherman. The fisherman who go with his, rod, fishing rod, and he don't know what's under the water. What the fisherman do? Hassan?
Fish.
He go fishing. What does he do? Bismillah. Tawakkal to Allah. Put the worm in the,
hook.
In the hook. Throw it in the water, and do what?
Waits.
Who's gonna make the fish get in the hook? Allah. Sometimes, maybe those who fish before, they know this. Sometimes you feel it like it's what?
It's tugging.
It's tugging, and you're like this, and you get it, they ate. The fish came and ate the worm and nothing. Rare on. The worm is gone, So is the vision.
So subhanAllah. But sometimes people, they're not even paying attention. They're on a cell phone. The rod is tagging. And
sometimes you find like two fish, not just one. Right or wrong? If you have a double hook, of course. It's very important for us to remember this, Ikhwan. Look at tawakkul. This has something, a strong connection with tawakkul. Ala Allah. But tawakkul ala Allah doesn't mean go lazy. And so, look, Allah al-Razzaq. If Allah wants it for me, somebody can knock on my door. Abdurrahman? Yes. Here's $10,000. It may happen. If Allah wants that for you. But you have to follow the means. Go to the market. Go apply for jobs. Do something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if something is written for you, you follow the means. And the ulama, they mentioned the example of the birds. Look at the birds. What do they do in the morning? What birds do in the morning? They leave their nest to whatever they are. Go where? Look for rizq. They just go look for rizq. By the end of the day, what they go back what? Fall, alhamdulillah. Because they depend on Allah. They don't depend on anybody else. So it's very important for us. This point is very important. And this way, alhamdulillah, your life is humble. Nothing bothers you. You go follow the means. For example, we'll give an example. Interview. You have all the means, alhamdulillah, the paperwork. You're going for the interview. But before you go, you say to yourself, look, I got all the paperwork, alhamdulillah. But if I get this job, because Allah wants me to get this job, has nothing to do with the manager or my color. If they told me, look, man, you have some nice paperwork going on in here, but then you say, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. You don't get mad. Oh yeah, you refuse me because I'm black. You refuse me because I'm white. You refuse me because you're racist, because I'm a Muslim. Who is your iman? Say, alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Don't get mad. Some people, they get so frustrated and mad, and they go home with that attitude, and you become escalate. The problem escalates, become a bigger problem. Some of them, even they so mad, and they drive in that condition, they don't even see the red light. Because they so upset, they don't even see the red light, they're on the red light. Whether they get an accident, or whether they get what? A ticket. So it's very important. But you say, alhamdulillah. Allah didn't want for me. It's not written for me. Allahu al-Razzaq. Not this manager. Yeah, those guys, they put out an ad out there. Alhamdulillah, I fill out the application. They call me. Everything is by Allah's will. That ad is decreed by Allah to be up there. Sometimes people, they pass by the same ad, don't even see it. Sometimes the person give it to them and they put it in a pocket and then they forget about it. But now you see the ad, you put the paperwork together and they call you. It's all this by Allah's will. You're happy now because they call you. Why you're not mad? Now when they says you got the job, say alhamdulillah. You thank Allah for that. You praise Allah. Don't say because of my scales like Qarun said, wal'iyadu billah. And then if they says you don't get a job, alhamdulillah, you get a job, alhamdulillah. Likewise, you apply this in anything you do. Anything you do. You go and ask somebody for a favor, he says, na'am. You want to go borrow money from some, especially if it's happened between brothers in the same community. You're going to go and ask, akhi, mashallah, I'm going through some hardship. Can I borrow $1,000 if you can? If he says, Wallahi, I would love to give it to you, but you know, because I am not your brother. I'm not from your community, I'm not from your tribe. That's what, but. Now you're going to say, but. If one another person came to you, you give it to him. No, we shouldn't do this attitude. You say, Jazakallah khairan, akhi, barakallahu fiqh, may Allah increase you. Jazakallah khairan. I just came to you because you're my brother. And if you need anything, you come to me. That's it. And you meet him for Asr prayer with a cheerful face. Otherwise, what? Just when the people do favors to us, they are our friends and we're nice to them. And those who they say, I cannot do it, and they sincere maybe, then we're just like them. Now, my friends, this is not what Islam is about. Our relationship are not based on material things.
based on this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We love one another for the sake of Allah. We don't love one another for dollar. Those who give us dollars, we love them. Those who don't have dollars, what are we going to do with them? They are good people, but they don't have money. They just have enough to just pay the bills. They cannot bring along now iftar every Monday and Thursday. They can, when you can come to them to borrow money, they said to you, I'm sorry, I can't help you. They steal our brothers. Because the brotherhood, it is not subjected to material things. Barakallahu fikum. Now. يا عبادي كلكم جائعون إلا من أطعمته. So we ask Allah for the provision by following the means. You ask Allah for risk, but you follow the means, يا أخي, too. You follow the means. قال يا عبادي كلكم عارين. Then the Shaykh went to explain the other phrase, the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he says, oh my servants, all of you are naked, meaning you don't have no clothes. من الثياب التي يستر بها عورته ويستدفئ بها ويتجمل بها. He says, meaning a person would not have clothing had it not been for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving him that clothing and make it easy for them. Person would not have any clothing, whether to cover their aura properly, or the clothing also, as the Shaykh mentioned, is to keep you warm and also as an adornment. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 26, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا بَنِي آدَمَ قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ لِبَاسًا يُوَارِي سَوْآتِكُمْ وَرِيشًا. O children of Adam, we have bestowed raiment upon you to cover yourselves as an adornment. But the raiment of taqwa, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. But the raiment of taqwa, of righteousness, that is better. That is better. The taqwa, that's the clothing of the heart and the soul. Not just a person is covered properly, but his heart is naked of taqwa. Allahu al-musta'an. قَالَ فَاللِّبَاسُ عَلَى قِسْمَيْنِ. Shaykh al-Fawzan, حَفِظَهُ وَتَعَالَى, he says, this raiments and clothing of two types. لِبَاسٌ لِسَتْرِ الْعَوْرَ وَلِبَاسٌ لِلتَّجَمُّلِ. There is a clothing to cover your private parts and cover your aura properly. And there is a clothing for adornment. إِذَنْ قَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فَاسْتَكْسُونِي. فَاسْتَكْسُونِي, seek clothing from me, of me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us, seek clothing of me. Sometimes people, yeah, they have a lot of money, but they can't buy anything. They can't find anything. Nah, it happened. Can't. They have money, but what are they going to do? Eat money? Can you imagine people, they have a lot of money, but they stranded in some desert. There is nothing going on. There is war all over the place. Or they stranded in this island. Everything ran out. Water, food, clothing. Forget about toothpaste and stuff. Talking about no water, no bread, no milk, no fruits, no food. On top of that, if they get sick, no medicines, no nothing. So what are they going to do with the money? Allah sends the rizq, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that Allah said, seek clothings of me. أطلبوا مني الكسوة أكسكم. I will provide you. I will clothe you. قال لأن الله قريب المجيب. Allah is very near. By His knowledge, of course. Not by His knowledge. Because Allah knows everything. He's a raqib. Mujib. Allah answers these supplications. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. We just have to follow, to fulfill the conditions that make the supplication answered. فهذا دليل على ضعف الإنسان وحاجته إلى الله. He said, this portion here of this hadith highlights how weak a person is. We as a human being, we're very weak. Can't provide for ourselves. Has it not been for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can't provide no food for ourselves. And we are in dire need for Allah's help subhanahu wa ta'ala and assistance. إذا كان لا يملك طعامه ولا يملك كسوته إلا بأن يطلب من الله جل وعلا أن يمن عليه، فهذا دليل على ضعفه ودليل على فضل الله عز وجل. A human being sometimes is arrogant. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that, but cannot even provide food and clothing for himself. Unless if he asks Allah to make that easy for him, that's a clear proof how weak a human being is. Not only that, this is a dalil, a proof that how weak the human being is, and also that that shows and highlights the vastness of the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His benevolence upon His creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide and give rizq, food, drink for Muslims and for non-Muslims. These non-Muslims who worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who deny the existence of Allah, they drink water and they eat food. Where does food come from? Their false gods give it to them? No, that's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the rahmah of Allah and the fadl of Allah. Those who worship graves and think they are the one that have something to do with the universe and this, they are the one that give them water or give them food? No. It is Allah's rizq subhanahu wa ta'ala. فهو الذي أطعمنا وسقانا وهو الذي كسانا من فضله وإحسانه سبحانه وتعالى. The food we eat and the water we drink, the clothing and this ni'am we enjoy, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy. And that's why we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a lot to thank. We don't just thank Allah when we get a raise. Some people, subhanAllah, they limit the thanking Allah only in the things they wanted. They thank Allah only when they tell Him, come here, you get a raise, you're a supervisor. From tomorrow you're a supervisor. You're not on an hourly, you're on a salary. Alright? You were starting at 65,000. Alright? He's happy. Thank Allah. Allahu Akbar. No, thank Allah for the food you eat every day. Some people in some corners, can't even find anything to eat. They die out of hunger. Thank Allah for clothing. Some people don't have nothing. They have one piece on their skin. If that's gone, that's it. Some people don't have security, peace. They have money. They live in a big house, but they don't know. They're looking at the windows. Somebody may jump in the window. No security. No peace. Their wives cannot walk in the street. Their daughters themselves cannot walk in the street without constantly thinking, it may happen here. Somebody gonna come. No security, no amen, no peace. And we have to thank Allah while you're driving in a peacefully. Nobody's stopping you. Nobody's trying to take your property away. Your children go to school and come back safe. You go to sleep and nobody breaking into your house. Or at least nobody try to. You don't have to stay up. No, I'm somewhere. Muslim countries. You know what happened to started in Tunisia, then to Libya, to Egypt, now is in Syria. I have friends in Egypt who they told me, subhanAllah, my Allah makes things easy for them. But when you were really in those days when there was chaos, they said they couldn't sleep. The whole apartment building, they take turns. The men take turns and stay up. Can't go to sleep. They have to stay up. In Libya too. In Tunisia. Because there is chaos. They can't sleep. Men take turns to watch. With what? He says with little sticks in our hands. A kitchen knife. What if the people, the intruders, they came with machine guns and the like. You see? But tawakkul ala Allah. You follow the means. But now, for those who they have food, look, some of us are extravagant. Some man may fight his wife. That's all the food you're going to put in front of me. We have different types of food, not just one. He has the chicken with rice, and a salad, and a cheesecake. Still say, help me out here. Where is one? Ice cream, here it goes. How do you know? Sorry, I didn't set you up, right? Yes, where is the ice cream? Sometimes people, it's in the fridge. or in the freezer, to ice cream, not in the fridge, okay? Some men make a big fuss about this, want to fight and this. Subhanallah. Some people looking for a piece of bread of 3 weeks ago. They can't find it. Now people drown like, nah, this is expired. Ah, this is, doesn't look right. Nah, this is not, put it away, throw this. We call him, I don't know, make a phone call. We have to thank Allah. Whenever the food is in front of you, that's a ni'mah. Remember that subhanAllah, other people are not eating. When you put your clothing on, and we have closets, ya akhi, subhanAllah. Now they have walk-in closets, not just a closet. Remember the closet used to be like 2 feet by 3 feet? Now some closets are bigger than the bedroom. You walk in them. And some people still don't have, they need another closet. So much clothing. Whenever you go and try to put your thobe on, your jacket, your hoodie, your shoes, thank Allah, ya Abdullah, this is name of Allah. Some people don't have this. You go in your car, now you have a car. Some people never seen a car in their lives. You get up and you turn the water, and it's hot. It's hot water. Some people they have, there is nothing to turn in the house. They have to go walk miles. Where? To some river, if they have, they close to the river. Some they go to just some pond, that's a pond. And that pond has all bacteria in it, but that's all they have. They gotta go and get some water to drink from there. We would turn the faucet, here's fresh water coming, and there is two faucets, right? One hot and one cold. We turn, 30 seconds, it's hot. Other people, they don't know what is hot. If they want a warm water, they have to collect wood and make the fire and wait for the water to get hot. Subhanallah. Ya Subhanallah. All this ni'am. You get in the car, Bismillah, you turn the ignition, the key, and you're gone. Many favors of Allah. And then you find somebody's mad. Somebody's like, oh, I got nothing, man. I got nothing. He got nothing because he doesn't have $20 in his pocket. He already has 10. But he wants more. Yeah, you have health. You have intellect. You have, alhamdulillah, food, security, peace. La ilaha illallah. قوله يا عبادي إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار. Now I want to tell you one thing. Some of us be looking for luxury. That's why they fuss about luxury. They have the necessities. You think those people who are in some refugee camp, or they are running away, or they going through some hardship and don't have not even the necessities, you think they care about the luxury? They won't. If they won't. They're looking for it. So let us look at the Prophet tell us, always look at those people underneath you. Don't look at the people above you. If you constantly look at the people above you who have more than you do, you will never appreciate the ni'mah of Allah. You're always going to say, man, I got nothing. Look at them. I got nothing. I want to be like them. But if you look at the people who don't have what you have, now you're going to appreciate the ni'mah of Allah. You're going to say, subhanAllah. Look at these people. I'm complaining. These people don't have what I have. Not even have what I have. And you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He's the one who gave you that. And of course, Allah gives and takes. So we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أما قوله سبحانه وتعالى يا عبادي إنكم تخطئون بالليل والنهار. Subhanallah. Now the Shaykh is going to explain the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not the statements of Allah, ya akhwan, subhanAllah. This statement should fill in our hearts heavy. SubhanAllah. This is the truth. Sometimes people are amazed by some statement, by some kafir says something. Oh no, this is Aristo says. Did he say what he said? That's a beautiful statement. This is the beautiful statement right there. Statements of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is saying here, Ya ibadi innakum tukhti'una bil-layli wal-nahar. O my servants, You sin by night and by day. SubhanAllah. Allah says this, He knows us. Nobody says like Muhammad, not me. Allah says, Ya Ibadi, all my servants, you sin by night and day. But we don't know the sin of one another, that's another mercy of Allah, because Allah doesn't expose us. But every one of us knows what he's been doing when he's alone. And you think you're alone. And you're not alone. Yeah, subhanAllah. تخطئون يعني تعملون السيئات والخطايا. Says you commit sin. You disobey Allah. You wrong yourself. لأن هذه طبيعة البشر. Says the mistake is a human. That's naturally, that's who we are, human. We make mistakes. We wrong ourselves. We commit sins. كثير الخطأ, not just once in a while. Some people they like, that's all they do. Constantly, from one sin to another. Pile ups. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. The Prophet says, all the children of Adam make sin. But the best of those who wrong themselves, those who repent afterwards. These are the best. They are those who repent afterwards and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله فالعباد يخطئون خطايا كثيرة. نعم, he says the servants, they make a lot of mistakes. They wrong themselves. لذا فهم بحاجة إلى أن يطلبوا من الله تعالى المغفرة لهذه الخطايا. So therefore they are in dire need to constantly ask Allah for forgiveness. Turn to Allah, because He's the one who forgives the sins. Constantly asking Allah to forgive them these sins. وَلَا أَحَدَ مَعْصُومٌ إِلَّا مَنْ عَصَمَهُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. No one is exempt from sinning except those whom Allah grant them that. No one is exempt except from those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save and protect from sinning. والعلاج أن تستغفر وتكثر من الاستغفار فإن استغفرت الله غفر لك. What is the cure to this? Istighfar. That's the ilaj. Because we know when we're sick, we look for medicine, for the cure. Somebody have a headache, migraine, they be looking for Tylenol, Aleve, acetaminophen, whatever the case is. Somebody is bleeding, they looking for Band-Aid, and the like. Likewise, you gotta find the cure. And we have the cure, alhamdulillah, for our shortcomings and our sins. The cure is istighfar, to ask Allah for forgiveness. Say, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Allahumma ghfirli khatayaya. Oh Allah, forgive me my sins. And if you're sincere, Allah will forgive you. That's why Allah said, fastaghfiruni. So seek forgiveness of me. اطلبوا مني المغفرة لأخطائكم. Constantly ask Allah to forgive you, Ya Abdullah, your sins. أغفر لكم, I will forgive you. He says, I shall forgive you. والله غفور رحيم. And keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is oft forgiven. And He is merciful, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is merciful. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the one who forgives the sins. And He commands us from His mercy upon us. He commands us to ask Him for forgiveness so He can forgive us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Taha, verse 82, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وعمل صالحا ثم اهتدى. Ayah number 82 in Surah Taha. And verily I am indeed forgiven to him who repents, believe in my oneness and associate none in worship with me, and does righteous good deeds, and then remains constant in doing them till his death. Allah is saying, and verily I am indeed forgiven to him who repents. Naam, you repent, Allah forgive you, Ya Abdullah. وَمِنْ أَسْمَائِهِ الْغَفُورِ وَالْغَفَّارِ. These are from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الْغَفُورِ وَالْغَفَّارِ, the one who forgives, subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهُوَ سُبْحَانَهُ كَثِيرُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ لِمَنْ تَابَ إِلَيْهِ. His forgiveness is vast. No boundaries. No limits. But for those who are sincere in their repentance, they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for forgiveness. إذن قال الشيخ فلا أحد يزكي نفسه ويقول أنا صالح أنا تقي أنا أعمل طاعات. So he says, so therefore this, by hearing this reality, no one should praise himself and give tazkiyah for himself. Say, I am righteous. I don't know the brother what he's talking about. I'm a righteous person. I'm pious. I do only obedience. I don't disobey. Sheikh said, don't say this. لا بد أن يقع منك الخطأ. Said, نعم, you're trying your best to be righteous, to be obedient, to be pious. You're still going to fall short. You're going to stumble here or there. And remember, since some people may think disobedience and sins only when they do something bad. Also when you neglect an obligation. That's the sin too. We're not thanking Allah as we should. Subhanallah. قَلْ لَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَقَعَ مِنْهُ أَخْطَاءَ فَهُوَ بِحَاجَةِ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ مَهْمَا بَلَغَ مِنَ الصَّلَاحِ وَالْأَعْمَالِ. Said, doesn't matter how righteous a person may think he or she is, indulging in so many acts of obedience, alhamdulillah, still you're deficient, you're a human being. So therefore, you may wrong yourself and sin. Therefore, you need to ask Allah for forgiveness. Even though you may be on a level of righteousness and piety, because the people, they're not on the same level. But the Shaykh is giving this advice, even though, don't let the shaitan fool you. Even though you may be on that level of righteousness and piety, you're still a human being. You have no dalil. Do you have any ayah that Allah exempts you from sinning? So you're still a human being. That's the asl. So therefore, ask Allah for forgiveness. And you are in dire need to ask Allah for forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all sins. But with the condition to repent from them and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with obedience, including kufr and shirk. If somebody upon shirk right now and kufr disbelief walk in and says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, sincerely from his heart, Allah forgive that person. And no one will say to him, after 65 years of shirk, and now you want to say La ilaha illallah? Get out of my face. Can't say that. Just cannot say that. Even if that person was the priest in the church. Not only he was a priest, he was the head of all priests all over the world, spreading shirk. But one day Allah opened his heart to Tawheed. That will make us very happy. Say, Alhamdulillah. He may say, what happened to all these years? Allah has forgiven you, man, if you're sincere. If you're sincere, Allah has forgiven you. Just be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Islam yahdimu ma qabla. Because Islam, when a person enters Islam, Islam do with away with what came before it. Destroy what came before it. Alhamdulillah. Sometimes people, they ask this question. They say, man, this is beautiful religion you guys have. Oh, it's amazing. But look, man, how can your God accept me? All my life is upon shirk. I devoted all my efforts and my heart, my money, my energy to somebody else. We're not going to say to him, well, how much money you spend? No, that's none of our business. We don't say how much money you spend for shirk, how many years. We don't. What type of energy you're talking about? We say to him, look, man, doesn't matter what you've done before. Just have to be sincere. If you're sincere at this moment, Allah, not me. Don't you think it's coming from me? Allah will forgive you. And it's between you and Him. You don't have to stand in front of any man, behind a curtain, in some shady little room. You don't even know who you're talking to. Sometimes they have even a recording. Not even nobody there. A recording. Says, no. It's between you and between your Creator, Allah. You're sincere? Alhamdulillah. Allah will forgive you. Time for the adhan? Sometimes people, they just have adhan set as time, huh? I'm waiting for an answer. Naam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He forgives all sins. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ مِنَ الدُّنُوبِ جَمِيعًا. Shirk, disbelief. Allah forgive all sins. Not just shirk. Nobody thinks that Allah forgive only shirk and kufr. Every single sin Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. Now, Allah forgives all sins. Barakallahu feekum.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
Jazakallahu khairan. One little thing, okay? Hayya ala al-falah. Udha, okay? Hayya ala al-falah. I was translating once. I'm saying this because a couple years ago, I was maybe in Kansas. We have a dawra in there, a seminar, alhamdulillah. I don't remember, maybe Kansas. And we were in a masjid, and I was translating. We had a telelink. The telelink, we call one of the ulama by the phone. And the alim, the scholar, will talk for a while. And then the translation in English, then the sheikh will talk. Alhamdulillah, this is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that sheikh, he was Sheikh Muhammad ibn Hadi al-Madkhali. الدكتور our beloved Sheikh Muhammad ibn Hadi حفظه الله. He's in Medina. He teaches in university, Islamic University of Medina, and also in the Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam حفظه الله. And as he was talking, he heard the adhan. A young boy was calling the adhan. Then the Sheikh said, Muhammad, is that then? I said, yes. He says, should tell me so we can stop. We all listen to the adhan. And we stopped, and he was listening, and then he says, is the Mu'addin still here? I said, he's listening, Sheikh. And he corrected him some of the mistakes. We were just talking about this. We were not perfect. You see? We all make mistakes. But it's good to correct one another's mistakes, alhamdulillah. So the Sheikh, in a nice way, he corrected those mistakes in the adhan. Okay? And it is for everybody to learn, alhamdulillah. Naam. Jazakallah khair, mubarakallah fi. Tayyib. Al-shay'u bi-shay'i yudhkar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. All sins. If a person repents and turns to Allah, but they have to be sincere, Allah will forgive them. Then the Shaykh mentioned this ayah, great ayah, in Surah Al-Zumar, ayah 53. قال الله تعالى قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Pay attention to this ayah. I'm going to read to you the translation from the Noble Quran, verse 53 of chapter 39, Surah Az-Zumar. Say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanding the Prophet ﷺ, say, O ibadi, my slaves, who have transgressed, not just have wronged themselves, not just have sinned and disobeyed Allah, have transgressed against themselves. SubhanAllah. Not just somebody who committed sin. Who have transgressed against themselves by committing evil deeds and sins. Where Allah is telling this one? Despair not of the mercy of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Don't give up. Despair not of the mercy of Allah. Verily Allah forgives all sins. Verily Allah forgives all sins. Truly He is all forgiving, most merciful. I want to read to you the other ayat because it goes with it. قال تعالى وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وأسلموا له من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب ثم لا تنصرون. But turn in repentance and in obedience with true faith. That's what we need to do. Turn in repentance and in obedience with true faith, Islamic monotheism, to your Lord and submit to Him in Islam before the torment comes upon you. Then you will not be helped. وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً وَأَنْتُمْ لَتَشْعُرُونَ. And follow the best, i.e. the Qur'an. Do what it orders you to do and keep away from what it forbids. And follow the best of that which is sent down to you from your Lord before the torment comes on you suddenly while you perceive not. أن تقول نفسٌ يَا حَسْرَةَ عَلَى مَا فَرَّطْتُ فِي جَنْبِ اللَّهِ وَإِنْ كُنْتُ لَمِنَ السَّاخِرِينَ. Lest a person should say, alas, my grief that I was undutiful to Allah, i.e. I have not done what Allah has ordered me to do, and I was indeed among those who mocked at the truth. أو تقول لو أن الله هداني لكنت من المتقين. Or lest he should say, if only Allah had guided me, I should indeed have been among the muttaqun. أو تقول حين ترى العذاب لو أن لي كرة فأكون من المحسنين. Or lest he should say, when he sees the torment, if only I had another chance to return to this world, then I should indeed be among the muhsinun, the good doors. But Allah says, بَلْ قَدْ جَاءَتْكَ آيَاتِي فَكَذَّبْتَ بِهَا وَاسْتَكْبَرْتَ وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Yes, verily there came to you my ayats, and you denied them, and were proud, and were among the disbelievers. So Allah has salam wa rafiyah. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله فَلَيْسَ هُنَاكَ ذَنْبٌ يَخْرُجُ عَنْ مَغْفِرَةِ اللَّهِ أَبَدًا. There is not a sin that Allah cannot forgive, Ya Abdullah. There is not a sin that Allah cannot forgive. فلا تيأس من رحمة الله ومغفرته وتترك التوبة والاستغفار. So do not despair from the mercy of Allah. Don't give up. And there you stop asking Allah for forgiveness. ولا تقول إن هذا الذنب لا يغفر. Never say, this sin cannot be forgiven. Don't make this mistake. Never say this sin cannot be forgiven. How this sin can be forgiven? بل بادر بالاستغفار صادقا واعلم أن الله غفور رحيم. But rather, you have to always seek forgiveness. Now ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, but you just have to be truthful. It's not just with your lips, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, and still planning to do it again. No. You got to say, a'udhu billah, this is not for me, I'm a Muslim. Keep in mind, the Shaykh he mentioned before, Bani Adam, they wronged themselves. And of course, الناس في ذلك متفاوتون. People are not on the same level when it comes to this, to wronging themselves. Some are really, man, that's all they do, wal'iyadu billah. But still, even in that case, Allah says, despair not from the mercy of Allah. What we learn from this? Many benefits. From them, if someone comes to any one of us, and that person being in and out, like we say, out there, just Islam, just Muslim by affiliation, because he was born in some Muslim country, or maybe his parents were Muslim, or Allah guided him and took Shahada years ago, but never practiced Islam. That person will come to you, maybe not even in a masjid sometimes, may see you in a shopping center, at school, driving center, you're trying to go to pay a bill, and then somebody approaches you and says, Assalamu alaikum. And you look at them, you're like, is he Muslim or non-Muslim? You say, Wa alaikum as-salam. And he's like, look, man, I'm a Muslim. Allah, I've been doing a lot of things. They may tell you stuff that you're like, why are you talking to me? You're like, Subhan, you did all this? So what is the answer now? If this person says, look, I want to go back to the masjid. I want to get my life together, like they say. Meaning they want, what does this mean? It means he wants to repent. He wants to be obedient. So what do we say? Naam. Barakallahu feek. Jazakallahu khairan. Alhamdulillah. Oh, you have Jesus. I'm happy for you. He's like, whoa, you don't know him. You're happy for me? Yes. And Allah is happy. He's even more happier. Is it or not?
Yes.
What is the dalil?
We invite him to the masjid.
What is the dalil first? I don't want you to take everything I say. Allah is more happier. What is the dalil? Allahu yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Ahsant. That's the ayah. Hadith. The hadith. Naam Shu'ayb.
Allah is more happy with the repentance of a slave. Ahsant. The one who loses his riding beast in the desert.
Ay naam. Allah is more, jazakallah khair, Allah is more happier with the repentance of his servant than this man who is in a desert and have his riding beast that have all his food and drink on it, and he just took off, gone. Now he's just sitting there waiting death. No food, no drink in a desert. Nothing. But then what happened? Allah brought back his animal to him. He saw it, he held it with the reins. He was so happy, right? And he made that mistake when he says, Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. Oh Allah, you are my slave and I am your Lord. He made a mistake. Or out of extreme
happiness.
You see that person very happy? Allah is happier. Allah very happy with the tawbah. So we encourage that person. Say, don't worry about it. Jazakallahu khairan. This is a good sign that Allah wants you. Alhamdulillah. And you take them by the hand. Some people, they may not even know where the masjid is. You bring them to the masjid. If you don't know what to talk, how to give them da'wah, how to help them. Because now this person, they need help now. Okay, they need a rehabilitation to get back to the deen and to practice. It's not just going to happen They took the first step, alhamdulillah. Now, if you bring them to the imam of the masjid, for instance, or somebody who knows to talk to them, what to talk to them first, to give them a little bit of time of knowledge, and to encourage them and tell them, Allah forgive all sins. Don't worry about it. Some people, they may even try to tell you, but I did this, and this. Saying, don't expose yourself. Allah forgive everything. But what about, akhi, we said everything. All you have to do is to learn from your mistakes and turn to Allah with sincere repentance. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our deeds. And may Allah protect us against the wickedness of our souls and the mischief of our deeds. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima kathira.